With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. California is just one of many parts of the country forecast to get dumped on this week.
The National Weather Service warning of a winter storm for parts of California stretching through the week. Meteorologist Jacob Spender in Sacramento says expect up to 8 feet of snow in higher elevations, a foot in lower-lying communities, along with showers and thunderstorms in the valley.
Heed any advisories or any warnings or anything like that, because we are expecting major impacts, which is a result from the heavy snow combined with the windy conditions, especially up in the mountains.
The Weather Service also warning of major travel impacts.
Pack winter safety kits, anything to be prepared.
This winter storm could also affect parts of Nevada and Oregon. I'm Julie Walker.
We still have hope. We still believe. The words of today's show co-host Savannah Guthrie. New video posted to Instagram as the agonizing search for her mother, Nancy, goes on after more than 2 weeks. No signs that the partial government shutdown will be ending anytime soon.
Democrats in the White House appear dug into their positions in the battle over federal immigration efforts. Democrats are demanding changes to how immigration operations are conducted, but President Trump and his team are resistant to several of their demands. The impasse has led to a pause in funding for the Department of Homeland Security, affecting the TSA, FEMA, the Coast Guard, and the Secret Service, among other agencies. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An oil tanker linked to Venezuela has been seized by the American military in the Indian Ocean. The vessel was tracked from the Caribbean, apparently transporting sanctioned Venezuelan oil. It's said to have departed Venezuela on the same day that the U.S. captured Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro. This is SRN News. Another warning about gambling.
This one comes from USA Today, which has been doing research into the emerging data we have on legalized gaming in this country. And it concludes that 30% of 11 to 13-year-old boys and 41% of 14 to 17-year-old boys have bet on sports in the last 12 months. They all use legal betting apps in the states where they live, despite the fact they are underage. 31 states have legalized sports gambling so far. Others may do so this year. Michael Harrington reporting.
The former U.S. Ambassador at Large for International Religious Freedom has a warning testifying before a congressional committee this month. Sam Brownback said that China is leading a surge in persecution around the globe. He points to Beijing's sale of surveillance tech to dictators in Asia and Africa who use those devices to restrict religious freedom. According to Brownback, there's an alliance of nations that sees religious freedom as the greatest internal threat to their dictatorial control. SRN News. A last-lap crash led to a marquee owner's first victory in NASCAR's biggest race.
Tyler Reddick won the Daytona 500 in a car owned by Michael Jordan when Chase Elliott crashed as he and Reddick were battling for the win. Reddick, driving a Toyota for 2311 Racing, led only one lap, the one to the checkered flag for the team owned by the NBA Hall of Famer and three-time Daytona 500 winner Denny Hamlin. Jordan was the face of the December federal antitrust lawsuit that NASCAR settled on the ninth day of trial. The settlement changed the revenue sharing model in the United States' top motorsport series. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Anthony Edwards won the Most Valuable Player Award while leading his Stars team past their fellow Americans on the Stripes team, 47-21, to win the final of the NBA All-Star Game. More details, SRNNews.com.